Hey everybody, we're here at the We Stand America conference, and we are with the one and only Patrick Byrne, founder and CEO, former CEO of Overstock.com. Now he's with the America Project and trying to save the country. Patrick, thank you very much for being with us.
Alex, it's an honor to be on with you.
Excellent.
To be on New American.
Hey, thank you so much. And so tell us a little bit about your current efforts to save the country. I know you're very busy.
Well, I believe that we've gone through a stolen election. I've never been a Republican. I did not vote for Mr. Trump, just so you know, and I've been clear about that. I'm a small L libertarian, small R Republican, but it was clear to me that the election was stolen and I got involved, and it absolutely was rigged. And I think that if we don't get it exposed, so first, I'm all about peace. I'm all about the Constitution. I want nothing violent. And I keep on telling people, we do not want any violence. We don't want anything. We have them. 40 weeks away, there's an election and it's going to be fair. We're doing all these steps to make the next election fair so we can liberate the institutions that have been captured and peacefully work our way through and up and out of this situation. So that's what I'm all about, and I'm here. That's what I'm spending my time on these days.
So you think that there are enough measures in place now and that are being put in place that we can have confidence in the midterms?
I think we're going to have, well, I'm not there yet, but we're making really good progress. We're making really good progress on it.
So what can you share publicly about those efforts and about what's going on?
Sure. Well, in New Jersey, we got, in Virginia, for example, we got very involved with Bishop Leon Benjamin, wonderful man, preacher from Richmond, and he lined up hundreds of volunteers from churches, a lot of African American churches and others, but good pro Constitution, pro rule of law people. And they went out and blanketed the precincts on election day 2 months ago. 2021, there are some places that have elections. And what do you know? Look, Virginia, the Republicans recaptured the state legislature and the governor. No one expected at all. No one expected either of those. They recaptured the governorship, and the governor, some people were saying, well, that's not a big deal. He's a rhino. That governor, his name's Youngkin, I think, he's come in like a wrecking ball. Have you been following what's going on in Virginia? That guy came in like a wrecking ball. So all those people who were saying, well, he's a rhino, and they all turned out to be wrong. He's been terrific in his first 2 weeks. So what we're doing now is we're finding a way to do this across 50 states. And we have we're working with all kinds of volunteer and grassroots organizations. Just as Soros announced yesterday, I think $125 million, basically to try the rig that they're trying to flood the precincts with more of their people who are goons who just want to go in and muscle people around and such. We're going to have good, honest, peaceful Americans working now. Of course, because the mainstream media gets everything upside down, they present that as, we're creating an army to go in and steal the elections or something. Garbage. We're going in. They steal the elections. They are notorious for it. The cheating has gone from being 1% or 2% to we now know it's 20% in certain places. And we have one chance, folks. One chance. This country is on its way to being Venezuela or China. And those countries are really ones where about 10% of people run everything. 10% of people and run everything like, I mean, they can throw you in prison, do anything they want, above the law. That's what's going to happen here. We have one chance at defeating it. It comes up in 40 weeks at the next election. If we don't lose this, you can kiss this country. If we don't win this in 40 weeks, you can kiss this country goodbye. But if we, and I think that it's kind of 50%, probably 60%, that we can, if we play everything right, we can get there. I do worry that they know that. They know they're going to get slaughtered, and they're trying to come up with some sort of anything to disrupt. I think Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden have no intention of running an election. You already see Biden coming out and saying, the election is, you can't trust the election, you know, things that for saying it, we're being accused that it happened based on a mountain of evidence. I make a claim and they sort of, I think they want to call me domestic extremist number one for making this claim. And yet there's Biden out there saying now, oh, no, you can't trust the election system. So which is it, Joe? Which is it?
That's a good
Sir,
question.
Mr. President, which is it?
Right. And so what would you say to average folks out there who do want to get involved, who are concerned about these issues? What are some useful things that they might do?
The most useful thing, I'm sorry if I'm talking my own book, is join the America Project. Mike Flynn created this with me. We're partners. I'm the CEO. But we talked and we agreed in March to go ahead and create an organization for people like your viewers who want some way to fight back, want some way to push back. And it is a network of networks where we've gotten in touch with all the grassroots organizations in America. And you can join it very, very simply. Just go to americaproject.com, americaproject.com, and it's free. Sign up and just get in our news groups. We're helping finding ways for good citizens to act and to push back. And it's happening all over the country, from election integrity to medical tyranny. We've been behind a lot of the, we've been involved with, we're allied with many of the wonderful people who are fighting back against medical tyranny. We are allied with everyone in the country who's fighting back against election fraud. And we're also working with people who are, the people who are pushing back within the school system about, the school systems have become terrible. Just so people know, there's 30 industrial countries in the world. It's called the OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development or something. And 30 countries, we are now ranked 29th. Our education is the bottom out of the industrial world. And that's even though we're spending about $18,000 a year per student in America. So what we're getting is a bunch of little indoctrinated kids who can't think, and that's why they're swallowing. They know no history. They know nothing of what they attempt to talk about. So that the way to push back is to join America Project, become one of Mike Flynn's digital soldiers, enlist in the Mike Flynn Digital Army.
And give us the website one more time.
AmericaProject.com.
AmericaProject.com. Well, Patrick, thank you very much for being with us. Thanks for all that you're doing.
Thank you very much,
Alex. Folks, Alex Newman at The New American. We are here at the We Stand America Conference. Patrick Byrne, founder and former CEO of Overstock, now the CEO of the America Project. We'll be back with much more.